From Interlochen Public Radio, this is Gameplay, a show celebrating the vast worlds of video game music through the composers and performers that bring them to life. I'm your host and guide, Keith Brown. Thanks for going on this adventure with me. There's no denying that video game music is enormously popular today, and this popularity has led to a wealth of arrangements for just about any combination of instruments you can think of. On this week's episode, we'll enjoy game music from two albums released in 2020 by two classically trained ensembles that specialize in performing and recording arrangements of game music. We'll hear selections from The Game Brass, a brass quintet who collaborated with some of their musician friends on their July release Brassino Isles Tropical Cruise, an album of summer-themed video game music on which every track features a different guest artist, from banjo to a woodwind quartet to steel drums. We'll also enjoy performances of the Videri String Quartet, whose album Bits and Bytes pairs classical masterworks of Dvorak, Haydn, and Shostakovich with video game masterworks, letting them exist side by side and meaningfully connecting these musical worlds. We'll start off with music from Super Mario Sunshine, a game in the iconic Super Mario franchise released in 2002. For this arrangement, the Game Brass called on some 11 more of their brass-playing friends to make a full 16-piece ensemble. Written by Koji Kondo and arranged by Thomas Kresge, this is Delfino Plaza from Super Mario Sunshine.
Thank you.
The Game Brass and Friends in Thomas Kresge's arrangement of Delfino Plaza for a 16-piece brass ensemble. That was music from Super Mario Sunshine, originally written by Koji Kondo. I'm Keith Brown, and you're listening to Gameplay. This week, we're enjoying some game music arranged for brass quintet The Game Brass, and for our next group, the Videri String Quartet. The Videri Quartet was founded in 2012 as another classically trained ensemble that specializes in performing the music of video games. They're an in-demand quartet that's performed all over the U.S. in programs that place game music right alongside traditional classical string quartet repertoire. Let's hear now a piece which was originally written by game music legend Yasunori Mitsuda for the 1998 anime-influenced role-playing game Xenogears. This is Wings, arranged by David Peacock and performed by the Videri String Quartet. Thank you. You're listening to Gameplay from Interlaken Public Radio. We just heard the Videri String Quartet. The prolific arranger David Peacock prepared that version of a piece called Wings, composed originally by Yasunori Mitsuda, for a game called Xenogears. This week on the show, we're looking at two 2020 albums of arranged video game music, featuring the Videri String Quartet and the quintet known as the Game Brass. The next sun-soaked video game track by the Game Brass features another of their friends, the popular game music cover artist, painter, judo practitioner, and surfer, Banjo Guy Ollie. This punchy rock and roll tune we'll hear comes from the 1991 game Battletoads, created partly to compete with the popularity of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles franchise in the early 90s. And now here's Banjo Guy Ollie with the Game Brass in Surf City from Battletoads. Surf City, music from the 1991 video game Battletoads. We heard Quintet the Game Brass, featuring soloist Banjo Guy Ollie on the bouzouki, mandolin, and, of course, the banjo. I'm Keith Brown, your host for Gameplay. Thanks so much for joining me as we sample two fabulous 2020 albums of video game music arrangements. The Videri String Quartet is a group that's passionate about bringing together the classical and game music communities. Well, one effort they're making has arisen during quarantine amidst the COVID-19 pandemic. They've organized a themed competition for new string quartet arrangements of video game music called Quarantets. They've called on composers and arrangers to arrange pieces from games that involve, for instance, plagues or quarantines or post-apocalyptic upheaval. In addition to a prize for the overall winner, Chosen submissions will earn royalties when they're recorded by the Videri Quartet on an upcoming album slated for a December 2020 release. Here's another performance by the innovative Videri String Quartet. This is David Peacock's arrangement of music from Ori and the Blind Forest, a game scored by Gareth Coker. a string quartet arrangement by David Peacock of music originally from the game Ori and the Blind Forest, with a score by Gareth Coker. We heard the Videri String Quartet. This is Interlochen Public Radio's Gameplay, this week sampling two exciting 2020 releases of video game arrangements. Next up, we'll turn again to the game Brass and Friends for music from Donkey Kong 64, a 1999 title for the Nintendo 64 home console, starring the game series' titular banana-collecting, barrel-smashing gorilla, Donkey Kong. For this chamber arrangement, quintet, the game brass, are joined by a quartet of woodwind soloists, flute, oboe, clarinet, and bassoon. From Donkey Kong 64, let's hear DK Island.
Thank you.
the Game Brass there with a woodwind quartet in an arrangement by Thomas Kresge of DK Island. It's a piece originally composed by Grant Kirkhope for the game Donkey Kong 64. I'm Keith Brown, and on Gameplay this week, we're looking at some game music reinterpreted for two chamber ensembles, the Game Brass and the Videri String Quartet. I mentioned earlier that the Videri Quartet loves to perform music from video games right alongside works by the masters of the traditional string quartet repertoire. And on the album Bits and Bytes, which we're sampling this episode, individual movements of works by Dvorak, Haydn, and others merge seamlessly into game music with a similar feel and energy. This approach lets us hear both pieces in a totally new way. Here's an example. The first movement of Dmitri Shostakovich's powerful string quartet No. 8 ends with dark, anxious chords that burst suddenly into the fiery fury of the second movement. The Videri Quartet connects the fearsome storm of Shostakovich directly into one of the classics of the game music repertoire, the theme of the terrifying villain Sephiroth from Final Fantasy VII, scored by Nobuo Uematsu. Thank you. Music by Nobuo Uematsu from Final Fantasy VII, that was One Winged Angel, as arranged for the Videri String Quartet by Dashiell Reed. From Interlaken Public Radio, this is Gameplay. Our next video game chamber music selection this week comes from another game in the Final Fantasy series, Final Fantasy X. This is the theme associated with the tropical island called Besaid, written originally by Masashi Hamauzu, and arranged here by Thomas Kresge for brass quintet and piano. This is the Game Brass, featuring pianist and game music cover artist Purple Scala in Besaid from Final Fantasy X. From Final Fantasy X, the theme for tropical island Besaid by Masashi Hamauzu, we heard pianist Purple Scala with quintet The Game Brass. I'm Keith Brown, your gameplay host, sharing with you this week some video game chamber music arrangements for brass quintet The Game Brass and for the Videri String Quartet. Austin Wintry's score for the meditative, visually stunning game Journey is built primarily upon one musical theme which slowly evolves over the course of the player's experience. When Wintry's music is revered by fans all over the world and is beautifully interpreted here by arranger Eli Bishop and the Videri String Quartet. Let's hear now Nascence and the Road of Trials from Journey. Nascence and the Road of Trials, music originally by Austin Wintry from the game Journey. That was the Videri String Quartet in an arrangement by Eli Bishop from an album called Bits and Bytes, released in January 2020. This is Gameplay from Interlochen Public Radio. Now let's hear again from another 2020 video game arrangement release we're enjoying this week, Brassino Isles Tropical Cruise, with ensemble The Game Brass and nearly 50 of their musician friends. The next track features Francis Mundanga Pupu of a group of artists known as Steel Drum Bands, steel drum and pan musicians who specialize in covers of video game music. The tropical selection we'll hear now comes from Super Mario World 2 Yoshi's Island, a platformer game in which the player controls Yoshi, the iconic little green dinosaur who first appeared in 1990's Super Mario World. Here's Francis of Steel Drum Bands joining The Game Brass in Yoshi's Island. Yoshi's Island, performed by The Game Brass, who were joined by percussionist Francis Mundanga Pupu of the group Steel Drum Bands, who also provided the steel pan arrangements for that track. It's music originally by Koji Kondo. The brass arrangement was by Thomas Kresge. Thanks so much for joining me for Gameplay this week. I'm your host, Keith Brown. Next up is another sun-soaked island track from the beloved Legend of Zelda series. Released in 2002, The Wind Waker broke from series tradition in several ways, with its cartoon-like cel-shaded art style, as well as its setting on a cluster of islands on a massive open sea. Here's a theme from The Wind Waker that's well known to many game music fans. Now, here's a string quartet version of the theme by the Videri String Quartet. This is Dragon Roost Island. The Videri String Quartet, once again, in David Peacock's arrangement of Dragon Roost Island, a theme composed by Kenta Nagata from The Legend of Zelda: The Wind Waker. Earlier on the show, we heard music from Xenogears by Yasunori Mitsuda. For our final piece on gameplay this week, our two ensembles join together in another piece composed by Mitsuda, this time from 1999's dimension-hopping role-playing title Chrono Cross, whose complex story leaps between two parallel realities. It also boasts one of the most revered game soundtracks ever written. Now, in an arrangement by Thomas Kresge, here's the Game Brass and the Videri String Quartet in Home Goldov from Chrono Cross. Thank you. music by Yasunori Mitsuda. That was the Game Brass and the Videri String Quartet together in Home Goldove from the game Chrono Cross. I've had a wonderful time sampling these two exciting new albums of video game arrangements, and I hope you have too. You can connect with the Game Brass and the Videri String Quartet on their YouTube channels and other social media, and you can check out more of their music on CD and streaming platforms. Thanks for listening to Gameplay from Interlaken Public Radio. To learn more about the music from this episode, visit our website at classicalipr.org. Support for the music heard on this program comes from the Robert T. and Ruth Height Hughes Memorial Acquisitions Fund. Special thanks to Michael Kohler for engineering assistance. Amanda Sewell is IPR's music director. I'm Keith Brown, host and executive producer. So long. Until our next adventure.